Welcome back, everyone, to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. What a week it has been. I definitely don't want this platform to be on anything negative or controversial or even tragic, but to not bring up the recent tragedy that we all heard around the world and not to share the important lessons in it would be of a disservice. Of course, there is sadness and heavy grieving that comes along with any tragedy, but as an optimistic human being on this beautiful planet, I tend to find the silver linings in most things. I want to start off by saying that I pray upon the entire Kobe Bryant family, the Mauser family who lost their mother, the Altobelli family that lost their father, mother, and sister, the Chester family who lost their mother and sister, and the Zobayan family who lost the pilot of the horrific helicopter crash. May these angels watch over all of us that are grieving and provide the strength that we need to overcome this. So you ask, how can there be a lesson in such tragedy? Well, there is, and it's not about the weather conditions or the size of the transportation vehicle or anything like that. The lesson that I have taken away from this is that we are not promised or guaranteed the next 5 minutes of our days. Most would say that we should live each day of our lives as if it were our last, but that is quite impossible. For me, if I lived that way, I wouldn't be going to work every day, and I would probably eat a large cheese pizza for breakfast with a medium Dr. Pepper. So let's be realistic. Since we aren't promised any length of time on planet Earth, we should be living each day in the direction of our best selves. What does that mean? What does that even look like? This is not a one-size-fits-all guideline. It's a, what is it going to take for you to step into the person that you are meant to be? Let's bring our topic of mental illness into the equation. If you are someone like I was 4 years ago, what small step are you going to make in order to thrive with anxiety or depression? Could you take a walk around the block? Could you make your bed and get dressed? Could you call a friend and have a coffee date? All of these things would allow you to step into a better version of you, right? It doesn't need to be something huge, but know that small steps every single day will amount to a large transformation. You can do this. I know you can. Now, the second lesson that I learned is to do the things that are important to you now. Instead of writing them on your bucket list or promising something to yourself when you turn 50 or out of retirement, start now. Stop putting off today what you are focusing on doing in 10 to 30 years because you aren't promised that time. The universe is showing up and telling us that time is precious. It is the one valuable gift that we will never get back. You want to write a book? Start writing. You want to run a marathon this year? Start training. You want to volunteer your time? Find a local organization and go do it. Oftentimes, we don't do the things that we want to do in this life for two reasons, out of fear and what other people are going to think of us. And I am here to tell you that both of those things are limiting beliefs that we have told ourselves at some point in our lives. We replay that message that we have stored in our brains on why we can't do that thing that we want to do but just can't. Fear is one of the biggest liars that we face daily. I, for one, am working on my biggest fear, and that is flying in an airplane. Over 5 years ago, I was in a very traumatic situation flying from Georgia to New York, and I haven't flown since. I told myself back then that I wouldn't fly again, so I wouldn't have to go through that situation again. I completely removed myself from it, and since then, I believe that if I don't fly, that particular situation cannot happen to me. We all have our fears, and trust me, I know that every quote out there on fear is easier said than done. But in front of that limiting belief that I have on flying, I also tell myself to not let the fear of what could happen make nothing happen. Again, easier said than done. You will gain strength and courage and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. We must do the things that we think we cannot do in order to step into our best selves. As I also mentioned, we don't do the things that we want to do because of what we think other people will think of us. Here is the biggest lesson that I hope you take away from this episode. Other people's opinions of you is none of your business. Let me say that loud enough for the people in the back of the room to hear. Other people's opinions of you is none of your business. Do other people pay your bills? Do other people know your financial situation? Do other people know how big your goals and dreams are? If the answer to these questions is no, then who cares what other people think? One of my favorite quotes is, "Do not allow the people on the sidelines to dictate the way you are playing the game, because you already have one step in it and they have none." We spend an incredible amount of time, which I just mentioned is precious, on the things that really don't matter, right? All human beings have a voice, and unfortunately, many of those voices don't come with thinking before it is used. But it's not up to you or I to care what comes out of it. What is up to us is how we react to it. My personal motto, if it doesn't affect me in the positive, then I move on. I am 100% committed to making 2020 my best life, and I cannot deposit negativity, other people's opinions, and crap into my world. It would be like adding a pile of dog crap into my homemade Sunday sauce. It just doesn't belong there, friends. So I hope that you found value in this episode, considering the tragic news that we heard around the world just a few days ago. Time is a precious, heavenly gift that we are blessed with as soon as we open our eyes in the morning. The very first thought that comes to my mind every single morning is thanking God for another day. And now that I have this gift, my next thought is, what am I going to do with it? The answer? Be my best self today. Before you start composing a list in your head of all the things that are wrong in your life, what you suck at, and the laundry list of things that need to get done, think of this. Since time is my most precious gift, how can I move into the direction of becoming my best self if I live today as that version of me? Until then, my friends, keep thriving.